What started as a trickle is now a steady stream of requests for help. The Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund gives emergency loans to federal employees in need. It distributed just 4 furlough-related loans in May, 82 in June. FEA Executive Director Steve Bauer joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Steve, how many requests are you getting now?
It's increased from the June. July has started a very fast start. We're getting requests every hour from federal employees. I think sequestration is preying on the most vulnerable of the federal employees out there.
Well, furloughs certainly are. And can you characterize the people in terms of grade or type of job that are seem to be needing assistance as a result of being laid off for at least a day or more?
Absolutely. The grade have varied from GS-3 all the way up to GS-13, but the vast majority are between GS-5 and GS-8. And these are employees who have had something else going on in their lives when furloughs hit. We like to call them pre-existing conditions. We have an employee, for example, who had to have outpatient surgery and had a $300 copayment and then needed a dental procedure to pay $1,000. And the next thing you know, there's a furlough day and the employee can't pay their rent.
And so how much is the typical loan that you're giving people? Because this is an emergency short-term loan just to tide them over.
Absolutely. They range from $600 to $1,000. It's enough to pay the rent or very often to keep the utilities on, the lights, the air conditioning, the heat, or to get their car repaired so they can actually get to work. So they are loans that are a little more than short term. In order not to put the employee back in the same situation we're trying to get them out of, we allow them to pay it over a 10-month period with no interest. These are no interest loans for these folks.
Yeah, we should point out that GS-5 average about $34,000 a year, GS-8, $46,000 a year. So in the metropolitan areas, that's not a whole lot of money. And what about some of the stories? What are you hearing about what's going on behind the scenes that may not be apparent from the sheer numbers?
Well, again, these are folks who have had something else going on in their lives, maybe a continuing problem. For example, an employee who is making, again, only about $40,000, is the sole source of income for a family of 6. Has a child who was diagnosed with leukemia, and she has to take her child to a hospital that's not too close to where she lives and take leave without pay for 3 days once a month just to keep the child well, and then throw on top of that a furlough day, and suddenly she can't pay the rent. So they need to have a roof over their head, and it's not possible when their paycheck is short. In many cases now for 3 or 4 different times. And we expect a large increase, a very large increase in the days to come because DOD is just going out now. We don't help people until they've actually gotten a short paycheck. And the DOD folks, that's very imminent. And compared to even the 100,000 IRS employees, we're looking at 650,000 Department of Defense employees who will have a short paycheck in the coming days.
We're speaking with Steve Bauer. He's Executive Director of the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. Can FEA help, do you think, all the people who are going to apply for these furlough-related loans?
We're going to give it our best shot. DOD has the possibility of getting us to a point where we may be literally out of funds to help people. We're hoping that's not the case. So far, we have not turned anybody down because we didn't have the funds to help them. Just to clarify for people that don't realize, we are not a federal agency. We are a charity for civilian federal employees and their families. And we rely on donations both from individual and federal employees as well as from corporations to give us the funds, enabling us to help people when they need it.
And it seems like federal contractors and those who do some sort of work with the federal government are among those who are pitching in with money. How are you soliciting donations there?
We most recently got a $25,000 donation from Engility, which was spun off from L3 Communications, and they're a federal contractor and thought this was a great way to give back. We have some very steady and important contractors that donate to help federal employees, giving back to the people that support them, like Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Geico, long-term care partners. They all help, but remember, federal contractors have been hit by sequestration and as well, because many of their contracts have been reduced, and they're going through their own tough times as well.
So are collections from those corporate sponsors up relative to last year?
They are up so far this year, and that's been a big help. But again, a wonderful $25,000 donation will carry us for a week through the amount that we're putting out right now to help federal employees. So donations are still needed, both individually and from corporate folks, and that can be done at FEA.org, and that also is the same place, and that's FEEA.org. That's the same place where people can get the emergency assistance application when they need help.
We'll make it easy. We'll link to that at our Federal Drive homepage so people can go to your site from there. But I want to ask, because you said that these are people who are applying who have pre-existing conditions such as a sick child. You have to think that a loan up to $1,000 isn't going to tide them over until October. Can people apply for successive loans, or do you have other resources where you can tell them to try to get a loan from other places?
Generally, we'll refer them elsewhere, and we try to limit it to one loan, although we can go up to $1,000. So if somebody, for example, gets a $500 loan, they could get another $500 later on down the road. But you're really right, Emily. I mean, it's got a cumulative effect on folks. You know, many people, the first furlough day is not a big problem, but the second is more of a problem, and the third becomes a critical problem for many of these folks. I think it's also important to note that, you know, we've had people from six agencies so far, and we've now got DOD and some of the intelligence community agencies going out. But we've helped people in 21 different states around the country. This is not just a metropolitan D.C. problem. It's a countrywide disaster for some of these folks.
Steve Bauer is Executive Director of the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.